It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation is dividing on party lines around President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion relief package. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In a floor speech Wednesday, Western Slope Representative Lauren Boebert attacked the proposal as a boondoggle. She argued plenty of money from past relief bills remains unspent, and that Biden's proposal is mainly a vehicle for advancing liberal priorities.
How does killing more jobs by doubling the federal minimum wage help reopen our economy?
But in the Senate, Democrat Michael Bennett argued Biden's plan would have a huge impact on poor families, in part by massively increasing the child tax credit.
I can't think of anything that we could do that would better recognize the structural nature of the challenges the American people are facing.
Colorado's other senator, John Hickenlooper, is part of a bipartisan group that's met with the Biden administration about the relief effort. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
People in Beulah, southwest of Pueblo, are restoring a historic cabin found hidden in the walls of a modern ranch house. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The original log cabin was covered with other materials that both hid and preserved it. Local historian James Campbell says he was amazed when they first pulled away the facade and exposed the old walls.
These are 150-year-old logs. They look like they've been cut 10, 15 years ago.
A laboratory analyzed the tree rings and dated the cabin to about 1871. Built for Peter and Emily Dotson, who were influential in southern Colorado during that time, the cabin was a center for ranching, tourism, and more. The Beulah Heritage Preservation League moved it and is now restoring it to serve as an educational facility. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
Bear encounters in Colorado were down slightly in 2020 from the year before, but wildlife officials say human-bear interactions are still too high. Last year, the state got about 5,000 reports about bears. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Jason Clay says 30% of those were because of trash.
Bears are very smart animals, and they want to spend the least amount of effort to get the most calories that they can. So it's not just trash. Bird feeders are a major problem. People leaving pet food out.
Bear encounters happen all along the Front Range and in the western part of the state. This is CPR News.